You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's the last Property Tuesday for the month of October, and we're taking a look at a very interesting rental monitor report that was put together by the guys at TPN around the state of the rental market for the second quarter of 2024. I'm joined on the line by the marketing director at TPN, Voldu Marcus, to take a look at this report and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Voldu. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about the residential rental monitor report. Why did you guys put that together, and kind of what does the report aim to achieve?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. The TPN Residential Rental Monitor is produced on a quarterly basis, and we look at various data points that we collect from the residential rental market, and that data is submitted to the Credit Bureau from a wide range of organizations, all the way down to, you know, a small individual landlord that might be having an apartment or a couple of rooms that they rent out. And that data is then collected, and we produce the residential rental monitor, and that gives us a good indication of the overall success of the sector or potential challenges that they face, but also gives us a very good insight into the consumer and the strains and potential stresses that they are under. And this residential rental monitor is always led by the tenants in good standing, and a tenant is classified in good standing if they have met their full rental obligation by the end of the month. And that really gives us a good indication of how tenants are paying. And then as we drill down, it also speaks to the escalations, so rental growth within the sector, as well as rental distribution, so which rental value bands perform, which provinces are in high demand. And then we also go into a lot more detail around specific provinces' average rentals, as well as the investor market and how that is the composition thereof. And again, that is really to provide the sector, landlords, property investors, large institutional investors, the overall health check of how the sector is performing.
Voldu, how is the sector performing? How are rentals at the moment? I know interest rates have been high for quite some time and they're only starting to come down now, but how are renters feeling and how are tenants feeling about the property market at the moment?
We cannot speak about the residential rental market or any type of property without touching on interest rates. And interest rates being elevated for the past 18 months have really seen consumers under pressure, and therefore their household budgets under pressure. But overall, we've seen that 83% of tenants are in good standing, and that's the national average, and it's slightly up from the previous quarter of 82.83%. Now, consider during the pandemic in 2020, the national average was at 73%. So we've really seen tenants remain committed, although their household budgets remain under strain, not just due to the cost of debt, but also very high inflation, fuel prices, transport costs, rates and taxes, all have increased, all in the double digits. However, it appears that tenants remain very committed to ensure that they maintain the roof over their heads. And then on the other side, landlords have also shown their commitment and appreciation for the challenges that households face by not increasing escalations aggressively, as they balance between keeping a property occupied and ensuring they have consistent cash flow, ensuring that the tenant can afford it, and therefore providing a slightly lower escalation than what we've seen a couple of years ago, pre-2020. And that's really boded well for vacancy rates in South Africa. It ensured that tenants remain in good standing. And yes, there is differences in provinces, and there's also differences in rental value bands. But overall, it seems to be that the residential rental market is performing very well, and we expect it to continue, especially now with interest rates coming down. We're seeing there's a lot of optimism around economic growth, and that will drive more jobs. So overall, it seems to be a good picture that this rental monitor is providing us.
Voldu, are there some concerns that exist in the market? I mean, obviously, with the amount of data you're able to collect, you're able to see if there are any areas in the market that might be under a bit of pressure. Are there any interesting insights that might be giving you cause for concern at this stage?
I think looking at the different rental value bands, and we measure that specifically to look at what rental stock is in demand, and then, of course, which sector of the market is struggling. Those paying less than 3,000 rand a month for their rental residential property, they're sitting at a 70.41% good standing. So that means 7 out of 10 of those tenants are in good standing. When we move up slightly to the 3 to 7,000 Rand rental mark, we're seeing that at 82.17%. Those paying between 7 and 12,000, that is the best performing rental value band in South Africa. That's almost 90%. That's 88.5% of those tenants in good standing. So almost 9 out of 10 tenants in that specific rental value band is in good standing. Then we've got the 12 to 25,000. So we're going towards the more luxury rental markets. We're seeing 88.24%, so slightly under that 7 to 12,000 Rand rental mark. And then the luxury rental market, which is 25,000 Rand or more a month, is sitting at 82.29%. So it's between the 12,000 or 25,000 or more and the 3 and 7,000 that takes the second lowest rental good standing in South Africa. But again, going into the detail of the data, is it shows that those in the luxury rental market, they are paying late, but they are still meeting their rental obligations. While if we look at the lower rental value bands at 3,000 or less, we're seeing that almost 15% of tenants are making no payments towards their rental obligations, while only 54% are paying on time. And then the difference between that is grace periods that's afforded by landlords, or paying late, or only making a partial payment. So it still shows that the lower income group is struggling to make ends meet, and it's completely understandable considering they have less disposable income to buffer against these very high increases in living costs.
Valdo, what about the investor side of it? People that might be looking to get into rental property as an investor, or that might have recently gotten in, how are those prospects shaping up at the moment? Is now the right time to be looking at rental properties from an investment point of view?
That's always a very, very difficult question to answer without looking specifically at certain locations within South Africa. And within certain provinces, there's certain municipalities and cities that really perform very, very well. That's got very low vacancies. You've got good capital growth. You've got good rental growth. You've got tenants that's committed. But those you need to find and specifically look for. But an interesting thing that we've picked up during this research is we also looked at the natural persons that are investors. So these are individuals that own property on their personal name. So it's identified by an ID or a passport. And we've seen a change in the composition of those type of investors. We've seen that in the past, it was predominantly dominated by male investors. During 1995, 1996, 58% were male. And as we then started going into 2001, we saw more and more women investing. And in 2024, females surpassed the number of males that is investing in their personal capacity. And various reasons around it, but I think the main driver is barriers to entry, equal pay and better job opportunities for women in South Africa. And we've really seen that women were turning towards property, both for a second home, so capital growth as a form of saving, but also to drive rental incomes. What we also picked up is that the composition, so the size of portfolios for those natural persons, in the past, the majority, there was quite a large chunk that owned 10 or more properties. And that's really declined over the years. And more we see these micro investors that own one or two to three to four properties in South Africa. Again, there's also other factors that play a role in that, including private companies, which holds the assets as well as trusts. Now, these numbers that I've given you does not include those specific. We really looked at natural persons, that owns small portfolios and how that composition have changed. So other factors that could be driving it is yes, the companies that's more tax efficient and trust that's more tax efficient provides a lot more security as well as a bit of protection. But that composition has changed. And that means also that we have a bigger diverse group of people investing in property than what we've seen a couple of decades ago.
Certainly some interesting insights from the rental space. A lot to consider if someone is looking at that space, whether as an investor or as a tenant. But we'll leave it at that. Valdo, thanks so much for the insights. Valdo Marcus, Marketing Director at TPN, on their rental report for the second quarter of 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.